Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth. Drama.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N Word, and my fabulous co-host, Miss Brown Sugar.
Hey.
Guess what? We gonna sing a song for you.
Uh-oh.
You gonna turn this show off.
I'll be background.
So if you wanna holler at us, like literally holler at us, probably saying, please stop singing. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. If you don't want to do that, you can always accost us live. You like that word, accost.
I think that
might
be a fisticuff.
All right, well. You can fisticuff with us live at smoothdrama.com. Jump up in the chat room. It's anonymous. We did some revamping. You know, you're there. You can play a video game. You can
listen
to some music. You can just vibe with us. You can just feel the smooth drama. Just let it get up in your bone marrow.
Oh, boy.
Just in the bone marrow.
Deep.
Just all up in there. It's like they crack open your bone marrow and some smooth drama come leaking out. That's what we're talking about. So smoothdrama.com. Jump in the chat room. Holla at us. Tell us what you think. You know, we like to hear from you from time to time. Well, give a shout out to our listeners out there in China, the UK, India, Canada, out there in the non-frozen wilderness of Alaska. I see you. Thank you. You are right. I don't care what Brown Sugar say about you.
Nothing but good things.
Yeah. So if you want to social network with us on Facebook, we are a Smooth Drama Group. You can ask to get in myself or Juicy J. Not to be confused with Juicy J, but our homie, Mr. J, if you squeeze him, I'm almost guessing that there's some kind of juice going to come out.
I personally wouldn't know. I'm going to take your word for it.
I'm just saying, you know, Juicy, I mean, like Juicy J, there's rap, but then it's just, he just looks juicy. Like if you squeeze him like some ketchup or mustard.
Orange juice.
Something's coming out. Something's coming out. Don't try that at home, though. If you see Mr. J, don't squeeze him. Just, he's sensitive. He might not take it. Strangers walking up to him. Hey, Mr. J, you look juicy. Okay. Anyway, Facebook, Smooth Drama Group. And pretty much anywhere you find Smooth Drama, add us, follow us. We can talk a taste. We, as always, love to hear from you. And because we're in the apocalypse, we're just going to do this. I want y'all to put y'all hands up in the air. And if you got a drink, pour some drink out.
What are we pouring it out for?
Hashtag free Juicy.
Oh, yep. My man.
He ain't locked up yet, but free Juicy.
He about to be.
So, yep, if you didn't know, the jury deliberated for about 9 hours, over 2 days, after a week-long trial, and he was found guilty. And, of course, his attorney said they're going to appeal the conviction, saying he was 100% innocent.
I wouldn't say that.
100.
I wouldn't say that.
100.
I wouldn't say that.
See, there you go. See, that's why.
I mean, it was suspicious from the beginning.
Hashtag free juicy.
It was suspicious.
Hashtag free juicy.
Juicy small yay.
Yes, out here in these streets, getting accosted by racists because he's a gay black man on TV.
That he paid.
Yeah.
That were his friends.
Yes. But that's besides the point.
That didn't beat him up good enough.
Beat him up.
Not good enough.
Because he's going to Subway 4 a.m. in the morning. As y'all know, Subway is a 24-hour operation.
Oh, in New York?
Somewhere.
Or in Chicago?
Somewhere. Somewhere is 24 hours.
Wherever he's at.
Yes. Exactly. It's like we got to be open just in case Juicy wants to come there.
And get a tuna sandwich.
Exactly.
That ain't real tuna.
Exactly. According to Bay Area scientists.
I don't know.
According to Bay Area scientists. They won't say what it is. They just say it's not tuna.
They have said what it is.
What do they say?
It's a little bit of everything.
Yeah, that's not saying what it is. A little bit of everything.
There's pork. There's beef.
Mm.
There's some vegetables in there.
Mm.
There's soy in there. There's a little bit of everything in there.
Okay.
Everything but tuna.
Yeah, thank you for that. Mm. I feel so much better now.
Well, now you know, so you don't eat it.
All right, so free Juicy and eat it. A little bit of everything sandwich, a.k.a. tuna.
Or just eat
at Subway.
Turkey.
But is it turkey, though?
I don't know. They haven't said anything about turkey.
I'm not assuming. No.
I don't eat Subway anyway, but.
That's what I'm saying.
I would just assume that it was until it was proven that it wasn't guilty. I mean, innocent until proven guilty, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You could say that. Free Juicy.
Okay. Well, he was guilty.
Woo!
You know, I feel bad for people who set themselves up.
Okay. Well, yeah, they said we remain confident that we're going to come back. He's going to be vindicated. I'm like, so I'm just asking the people out there: is Juicy going to be?
No.
Vilified? Are people going to be out there defending Juicy?
I doubt it. I mean,
free Juicy.
Really have a, you know, all this is about a career. This is about his career. So he never really had a serious, impactful career to begin with.
He should have waited. This is that time. There has been so much frontal male nudity and male tongue kissing. It's like, this is the time for him.
Yeah.
Juicy, this was your time.
Yeah,
you messed
well,
that up.
You know, he kind of was, you know, a pioneer in a way because he was one of the first, you know, at that time. But at the same time, I just feel like I wouldn't have ruined or taken the chance of ruining my career.
But that's what I'm saying. So
by having this happen.
Think of the shows. He could have been on Watchmen.
Yeah.
They had the gay love scene.
Yeah.
He could have been on Lovecraft. Homie was spitting in his hand, bending dudes over. That could have been him. It was right. It's all these roles was calling you. He could be on 4400. They got a bunch of folks just tongue kissing.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, there are a lot of male tongue kissing male roles. You didn't even have to do this. You know how many shows you'd have been in? It's like
he could have only picked one.
But no, I'm just saying. He could have just jumped from one role to the other. It's like
one show, just hopping in and out of the show.
And movies.
And kissing and then leaving.
I mean, he could have been in the Eternals. He could have been the husband that homie kissed in the mouth before he left. I mean, it was all there. It was all there waiting on you, Juicy. You just had to be patient.
Yeah.
Couple more months.
Yeah.
He was fretting because Empire was ending.
Yeah.
Now where are you at? Now you about to go to jail and everybody's going to be wanting you to be acting.
In the jail?
In the jail. And you know they all gonna call him Juicy.
Yeah.
They gonna call him Juicy. He's gonna hate Dave Chappelle forever.
Yeah.
Yes. Gonna hate Dave Chappelle forever. But hey, see, this is why patience. Cause you never know when your time is here.
I'm getting more and more patient.
Your time comes. I mean, if you look at it, that it's right there. Mm-hmm. It's right there. I mean, I'm a comic book guy. This is the golden age of comic books. Everybody, oh, that comic book stuff, cool. It's like, yeah, we knew that like 30 years ago, homie. Mm-hmm. 40 years ago. Y'all late to the party.
Yeah.
But you're welcome. Yeah, they was calling us nerds and y'all the comic books, and now every one of these movies makes $1 billion. You're welcome, suckers. Anyway, so it's time for the dumbass of the week. All right, our dumbass of the week. Do you want to do a drum roll? Wow. Wow, that's...
What? I can do a hand clap.
You? Is that, that's your drum roll?
Yeah.
That's right your, that's your drum roll.
For right now, it is, yeah.
I don't even know. If I can roll with that, it just hurts my heart. But our dumbass of the week is Koshan Dion Baker. Why is Koshan Dion Baker our dumbass of the week? People, Koshan is the Bay Area, Texas area, New Orleans area, horse molester.
Oh my goodness.
Horse molester. This dude, this dude was caught. I mean, he's got posters up, wanted posters up for molesting horses. He got caught in an equestrian center in Marin Headlands. He was sentenced to 210 days in jail Tuesday. He was ordered to register as a sex offender for life and to stay at least 100 yards from the crime scene, the Presidio Riding Club, as well as other stables and barns.
Could you imagine? I'm a sex offender because of horses.
I can't go near barns.
Right? Could you imagine like going somewhere and you're on the beach and you know sometimes they have horseback riding on the beach and you can't stay?
Well, he can't go within 100 yards of the riding club, and he can't. I mean, you would think stables and barns would be kind of easy to stay away from.
I mean,
but. I'm saying, if you're somebody who knows Koshan Dion Baker, I hope you don't. But if you do, yeah, this brother got problems.
Get your friend some help.
This brother's got problems.
I just couldn't imagine.
Yeah, you don't want to imagine. There's video. There's video of Koshan. I'm going to keep saying his name because, one, he let us down.
He did.
He let us down because it's the old comedian thing, and black folks used to have a certainty about some things, right?
Yeah.
You had a certainty about some things that, damn it, black folks don't do this. Black folks don't do that. You just have an expectation. But nah, Koshan, we already got problems as a people. We got problems as a people. Don't be adding to it, homie. He adding to it. What are we going to do?
We train him. The black delegation, we train him.
Who we train him for? You know, white folks don't try to give us Alice Cooper.
I'll take Ozzy Osbourne.
Mm-hmm. Cutting, eating bats on stage.
He's harmless now, though.
Oh, yeah, he's probably all shriveled out. Right. He just stares at the wall and thinks about all the time he ate bats. I don't know. It's... Whew. So, yeah, this dude, not only is he on video for raping these horses, which, I mean, in a technical sense, he can't really hurt a horse. Because, I mean, when they say hung like a horse, horse pussy is like, no.
I don't even know you're there. I mean.
Just saying.
I don't know.
I mean, and see, now I got to stop. So, we just going to go on break. I got nothing. Koshan. You didn't hurt me, dog.
We
wasn't.
Anyway. Well, I'm just hoping every black person, you know, lifts themselves up and not do stupid stuff. So. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. We got to say don't rape horses.
Please.
We going to come back to this. We going on break, though. This is Snoop Dogg and friends. Murder music.
What it do, long? Yeah. We up in this motherfucker. On some murder, kill shit. Yeah.
The butcher coming, nigga.
Some real hip hop shit.
Yeah. Murder music just for this type of shit they can ban them. Cause this what they gon' play when they wipe they prints off the hammer. I really like that. I ain't just write this shit for the camera. I did in my city what Michael Vick did in Atlanta. Cash paid for insurance. Them bad days was a force. Still hood. Roast clicks in the ashtrays on my form. In LA, R&B bitch drunk with her hands around me. The night Swift introduced me to Nas at a Grammy party. When my script introduced me to Hard, I had Grams around me. A star player never asked for the bar. They just playing around me. Niggas heard I took a shot. They was asking if I was good. I looked the shooter right in his eyes when that trigger got pulled, huh?
Murder music.
Some come through the water, some come through the border. Some of them be caught, but that's depending on the porter. Old niggas hiding, young niggas sliding. I'm being the man, just protecting and providing. My only concern is this cook right there. My chain yellow, way the diamond set up and make it look white. Kill you for nothing, cause they petty. Cutting the dog food with the fetty. They young, but they ready. No crowd, I get my applause off the beats. I'm a boss, so I make sure all of us eat. Say a couple funerals to bring a war to a cease. And remember, it ain't no reward for the streets. This is not normal. Biggie suits is how we dress formal. Where I'm riding tracks like a porno. I exist for something. I'm busting every control substance. I touched it. I know it's disgusting. I'm just stacking. Call me El Guapo. And I bet you never had a brick from El Chapo. Tuesday, I just play the crib and make tacos. A lot of niggas fronting like they nice, but they not though. Y'all spoke that up. Now soak that up. They don't pull my coat, nigga. The goat got up. What's up?
Murder music.
Murder music.
Now, I only got time to murder shit. I'm banging myself in both ears when I'm making niggas black and recounting the dope tears. At times, I be unleashing a wrath that most fear. I don't discriminate. I even body close peers. The other sex of most you niggas to get the step into the rear. The fuck with most you niggas to talk. I don't care. If you don't weapon right, you shouldn't come around here.
Oh, no.
Adjust the level up. Make sure a nigga sound clear. They want to stop and want to steer.
They do.
They hate that I'm the best and it's greatest in the flesh and it's pointless to come here. Need to grab the jewelry. I might save this shit on the server. They type the way that I speak will move his face on a cursor. I'm not an advocate for violence, but push me. I'm going to push it further. Grip. Hand on my hip, squeezing the grip a little firmer. Some niggas don't realize that it's better to be a learner. Stupid lip. When you don't, it's when you get the feeling of burner. Shut the fuck up. It's better to be watching listeners than observers.
Cause if you not,
fuck around. It's how niggas like you get murdered.
Murder music.
Yeah. Murder music. Yes, sir. Big Snoop Dogg, Def Jam. Takeover begins now. Putting real hip hop back in the game. You did.
Together you guys move from the
Welcome back. That was Snoop Dogg, Murder Music. Our call-in number is 347-826-7435.
All right. So, it's the apocalypse. So, I guess we're supposed to forgive and forget.
We should have been forgiving and forgetting before the apocalypse.
Should we have?
To a degree.
Okay.
I mean, you know.
All right.
There's some things we should. You know, minor transgressions against us, we should.
You should. What's a minor
transgression? Goodness, somebody stepped on your foot. Somebody cut you off on the freeway.
I don't know. People have died.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. You need to forgive that person. It ain't worth a life.
Ooh. I mean, what? I know here in the Bay Area, we done had at least six of those freeway shootings.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I'm guessing nationwide. I always remember back my time in L.A. when I was training in L.A. for work. And, oh, my God, it was like every day,
yeah,
folks trying to get away in L.A. traffic.
Yeah.
Still the funniest thought. And so when we start talking locally, because people don't project their stuff out locally, because nobody wants to look stupid. So it's only Florida where they be putting it out there, like really,
yeah, true,
really putting it out there for everybody to see. But I ain't going there, because I got a bone to pick with you, Miss Brown Sugar. You don't know.
I don't see how this is the same thing.
You don't see how it's
no,
the same.
No, I don't agree either.
Okay, so I think training animals to do stuff to amuse humans is scum of the earth territory. It's bad enough you got folks having sexual fantasies with animals.
Okay, I draw the line right there.
Okay, right. But I'm just saying, like, you know what? There's being one with nature, and then there's taking nature to a whole other level, right? Yeah. So, just for you, Brown Sugar, just for you. Organizers of a beauty contest for camels in Saudi Arabia said 43 animals have been disqualified for receiving Botox treatments, facelifts, and other cosmetic procedures, hormone injections, because they were making horses camels have bigger heads and lips.
Yeah, see, I don't agree with that. I don't see what's wrong with making a puppy jump through a hoop, though.
Okay. The contest, which carries a price of $66 million for the winning animal's breeder.
Well, I'm shooting up a camel.
Features judges rating the camels based on the shapes of their heads, necks, and humps. Their lovely lady humps.
Yeah.
Mm. As well as the camel's dress and postures. So camels are wearing clothes now.
Yeah, I could see them having like a little poncho over their mouth.
See what I'm talking about right here.
I'm just saying.
So the fact that there's a beauty contest for camels.
They want to be pretty. They have beautiful eyelashes.
So.
They want to be pretty too.
Hey, you know, but let them be pretty to other camels.
I agree.
Right?
I agree.
I mean... It's bad enough, and it's like we say camel toe, and that's supposed to be commensurate to vagina.
Yeah.
Camel toe. Now, I've looked at camel's toes. I never thought of vagina.
It's the split in the middle of the toe.
I get that. I get it. But still.
It was some person who sexualized a camel.
Exactly. See what I'm saying?
And said that looks like a vagina. I'm assuming it's a man who never had a vagina.
Yes. Vagina is foreign to you.
Yeah.
If you're saying you're looking at a camel's toe and it's like, that looked like a female's vagina.
Yeah.
So does that mean, is that where a foot fetish come from? See,
I don't know.
All of this comes from the, we talk about crabs in the bucket. I'm talking about scum of the earth, scum in the bucket.
Scum bucket.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But no, they're in the bucket. They're all in the bucket. I throw them all in that same bucket.
Okay.
They are scum or scum adjacent. However you want to call it. I'm sorry.
I mean, like I said, there are certain things that's too much.
We give
it. Camel beauty. Was it a beauty pageant?
It's a beauty. It's a yearly thing. They do it every year.
I think that's a bit too much.
See, when I talk about these crip walking horses and dogs, and I'm saying, you're scum of the earth. Okay.
To do a trick.
Okay. And so these horses is like, man, I get that extra oatmeal if I crib walk.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, what else would he want?
All right.
He doesn't have anything else to do with his life.
The camels talking to each other. I'm going under the knife. I'm getting this facelift, dog. I'm going to win.
Yeah, I think that's
sad. You see these lips. Come on.
I don't know. I just think there's levels to it all, and this is,
scum bucket. There's a scum bucket. There's a bunch of scum.
In the bucket.
In the bucket.
Yeah.
Yes. And so my visual is all of these scum are trying to come out the bucket, and your job is to shoot them if they get to the top.
Or just push them back in the bucket.
It's the same thing. I'm going to make the video game. Knocking all the scum. You make sure you keep the scum in the bucket.
Okay.
They can't get out. Because this kind of stuff right here.
I agree.
Camel beauty. See, this is the reason why homie on the stool fucking horses.
Oh.
This is the reason why people camel toe.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. You think about it. That is bestiality thought.
That is true.
Look at that camel toe. Really? I don't even want to Google camel toe. I know what's going to come up, but then there'll be a picture of a camel. And I'm sorry. We're looking at you. If you're looking at a camel,
yeah.
You're looking at a camel and
yeah.
You... I'm sorry. If it attracts you, you know, I ain't hating on you, but I'm just saying.
You need help.
Yes. A whole lot. Plus tax. Plus tax. Ooh. And see, this one, see, because the apocalypse has so many gifts for us.
Yes, it does.
Because in between the smash and grabs, it's like every day is like this time of the year. Every day is like this time of the year.
Crazy.
And so it's so magnified now. Now we're in the Christmas season during Omicron season. Since we got a new one.
Yeah.
We got a new one, Omicron. It's right there.
Yeah.
And so you got people doing all kinds of stuff. Like our homie who tried to dodge the vaccine, a dentist in Italy, he needed a vaccine certificate, so he tried to wear a rubber foam arm.
Uh-oh. Wow.
He didn't want to get the shot, so he attempted to trick them using a fake arm.
That's creative.
Yeah, she uncovered the arm and she felt the skin and it was cold and gummy.
Mm.
And the color was too light.
Mm.
Yeah, she thought he had a prosthetic arm and he offered her the wrong one, but that wasn't the case. He was wearing the covering on his torso with two rubber foam arms attached. So, yeah.
Creative.
Hmm. So,
see? You needed to get something, and he had to do what he had to do.
But this is what a stupid is in the air.
I agree.
At an unprecedented level.
I agree.
Because first we got Juicy. Caught red-handed. I'm innocent. Looking in the camera. I'm innocent.
Wasn't me.
Right. Wasn't me. My name on the check. Wasn't me, though.
No.
Yes, I lied, but shit, that wasn't me. We got this dude. Foam arms.
Yeah. You need to sing his COVID vaccine card.
Yeah, but they not going to know. This ain't fake arms? Is that how we live it now?
Well, I think people are just willing to try. You don't know until you try.
Yeah. I mean, I'm almost insulted, right? If that's what you're going to try to throw out. If that's what you're going to try to throw out.
Desperate times calls for desperate times.
You know what? Do better. Just
you and I agree they should, but I just think people—it's so much craziness now. Nah. Why not?
Hey, just pay a motherfucker off. No, see, he being cheap. Pay somebody off. That's what you got to do. Pay them off
to get a card.
People
were doing that, but I think they were coming back fraudulent.
No, you go to that person. We got a caller. You got a caller. Caller, you're on the air. Where are you calling from and what can we do you for?
Hello, hi. I'm calling from Philadelphia. I'm not sure what the topic was, so I'm just calling in.
We were talking about the ludicrous things that happen, that is happening during the apocalypse. Like your man Juicy, Free Juicy, he got caught and found guilty today. And a dentist in Italy tried to use fake arms to get the COVID vaccine.
Okay, let's stop. You said the guy Juicy was found guilty. Are you talking about Jesse, the guy Jesse Smollett, whatever?
Yes. We call him Juicy. Oh, Juicy, he's guilty. He's innocent, though.
I don't even know what to think. You know what I mean? Like, from what I'm seeing, like, on the news or whatever, he lied and everything of that nature. But, you know, if that's the case, then, you know, to me, when you start playing games with these people and these high powers, they make you do any type of thing. I don't understand why he did it.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Would you forgive him and would you welcome him back into the community?
No.
Why not?
What was his reason?
I don't know. I mean, because...
No, like, what was his reason? Because
there
listen,
a lot of,
you have to
there's
understand
a lot
that
of
they are trying to...
Actors right now.
But there is an agenda that's being pushed with the, respectfully speaking, the alphabet people, LGBTQs. I don't know if he was persuaded to do that by higher up he still should have did it. You understand what I'm saying? Like, I don't understand the move behind it.
Right. So this is what we're saying, because it makes no sense, because he'd be winning right now. There are a lot of roles where he can kiss other men on TV right now and in movies. He would have been in demand. You really like kissing men on TV? Boom, you can be in my show. He'd have been everywhere. And he faked it and wrote a check. He wrote a check. He don't even write checks no more. He wrote a check, put his name on it.
Yeah, he likes it. I'm Juicy Smollett.
So yeah. All right.
Well, you know, again, like I say, when these people, you know, these celebrities, they do these dumb things. I don't know if they do it on their own will, or if they're under some type of contract or obligation to do these stupid things, but it doesn't help our people at all. You understand what I'm saying? It doesn't help our people.
That's why we talk about it. But as far as our, he's not mine. I'm not claiming. I mean, we trade him. I mean, if you could trade him for a white person, who would you trade him for?
If I can trade him for a white person,
yeah, you want to keep him.
I ain't saying I want to keep him, just get rid of him. We don't got to replace him.
Well, I mean, that's how the world goes. If you giving us one, we got to take one. It's like, remember they had OJ, then they gave him back.
Well, you know what? I don't, you know, in regards, but the OJ thing, listen, when you play around with these white people and from, you know, I remember the trial was literally, I think, 92, I think it happened. It was the 92, so, you know, what was it?
92, 91?
92, 93,
one of them.
Yeah, I was in high school. I think it was 92. So to me, when you start entertaining and playing with these white people and turning your back on your own, you know, when things don't go their way, they're going to get you. That's how
I
look at that. So, you know,
I think he kind of killed them, though, allegedly. So I don't know if he was playing. He seemed like he was real serious, even though the glove didn't fit. So we couldn't agree.
You think OJ did it?
He knew what happened. I mean, yeah, he wrote the book.
If I would have did it,
this is what I would have done.
Listen, I don't think he's totally ignorant as to what happened. I think he knows a whole lot more about it. Maybe a plays a part in it. I honestly believe that. But at the end of the day, I can hear less.
Yeah. All right, well,
you know, stay with the people. The only thing I have about, you know, this whole LGBT thing is, like, at the end of the day, you know, people can do what they want to do. Just don't force it down our throats and don't try to create, you know, just stop being used as puppets.
Okay.
You understand what I'm saying? Like you said, that he could have been gay and did other things.
Right.
You know,
I
didn't have to go that route.
I'm going to say this first, sister. Thank you for calling. And you're welcome to call anytime. And on that note, I'm going to let you go. Thank you for calling. Please call again. Love hearing from you. I don't think Juicy was a puppet, though. I don't think Juicy was a puppet. I think that
he was afraid of losing
his job. Yeah.
His social status as well.
I guess.
Well, I mean, he kind of struggled to get there. You know, his sister was, you know,
the
famous one, and all of them were trying to, you know.
Yeah, but this is his time. This is his time.
Yeah, but he doesn't know that. He doesn't know that, you know.
All these shows where men is getting
Well, what
men.
I'm saying now, yeah, but he didn't know that at the time. People had issue with it at the time. So he didn't know that, you know.
Okay.
I mean, he didn't. How would he know?
Tyler Perry built a whole studio based on him wearing a dress. But
true.
I digress.
But he never kissed anybody, though.
Okay.
He didn't.
I know. He didn't kiss anybody.
I don't even know if he's ever had any gay characters, has he? I don't know.
I don't need one, though. I'm going to break on that. We're just going to go on break. This is Def Squad. Full cooperation.
Now first but not least, you were respected. Play your nigga down like a do-rag and some grease. You must be crazy trying to play. I've been dedicated since except the third, baby. Lyrical Tim is my minute, diminishing for the benefit. They continue to kill shit for the fuck of it. See y'all been writing, still biting, still looking way half. Y'all niggas still feeling the same. I'm exciting and reliable on splits. We'll be fighting and like lightning, so thugs of the chain. When I first came, I gave birth to a million of these in the game. Who should all carry my last name? And I'm gonna get you stuffing like David Wayne and Saint. Like Jermaine, break Cain and overcame. No pain, yellow monkey wanna play. My squad's just bring the honor war, the correct.
Okay.
I need your full cooperation to show the attention. There's a few things I like to mention. These brothers out here, where they show the fail or not. After your business and hurt your fail. I need your full cooperation to show the attention. To rhyme that way, you be POWMIA, and I'm 7 steps ahead of you. Spies on eternity, and all that shit you kick just don't deserve me. I separate the shares from the chunk. Ask a nigga blunt, show how many lumps you want. The flavor lips you can taste it. So hardcore, I wrote this, playing on the floor in the basement. My style ain't no walk in the park. Got mainstream and she's scared to rhyme out the dark, and there ain't no half stepping. I'm repping like a nuke in November, manifesting me macronic conception. Thank you.
Rock and Reel coming to you once again on WD.
Together you guys move. Drummer. Smooth drummer.
That was Death Squad, Full Cooperation. Our call-in number is 347-826-7435. 347-826-7435.
All right. So, yeah, that was abrupt. All right, so might as well go on and jump in. Hater of the Week. You're going to like this one.
Hate. I hate you.
What is the hater of the week? I got a good one for you. I got it, a real good one. This is a mom. It's a mom who stole her daughter's identity. I'm going to say her name. Mm. Laura Oglesby, 48. Pled guilty to Social Security fraud and stealing her estranged daughter's identity and using it to run up nearly $20,000 in student debt so she can go back to college and live as a woman half her age.
No.
She had been on the run for fraud charges in the great state of Arkansas, where she turned up in Mountain View, Missouri, with her daughter's birth certificate, which she used to get a Social Security card and a driver's license. Hey, nothing says love like fucking your child's credit up.
You know?
And their good name. If you had a good name, you ain't got it now.
No. It's going to take you years to get it back.
Woo! And you start thinking about how many parents do that to their kids now? How many kids that's 12 that got cable bills, electricity bills?
Well, I remember in the 90s, like, everybody was doing that. And these were like newborns.
That's what I'm saying. It's like, so we got little kids, your credit is like, I got 17 years before
yeah.
you even go, and probably longer than that.
Yeah.
Before you realize that I done established a whole lot in your name, your credit is doo-doo.
Messed off.
Yes.
What's that?
Your credit is due.
Columbia House.
Columbia.
Yeah, five kids.
Yeah, I know, right? Woo! That's funny. That's funny. I'm gonna keep going. I'm just going to keep going because...
Well, at least she tried to educate herself.
On your daughter's tab.
I mean, that's wrong. I'm not saying, but, you know, a lot of people spend it on frivolous stuff. They'll go shopping with H&M and online shopping.
So, Laurel Oglesby, right?
Yeah.
She's 48.
Yeah.
And she's living like 20. And not all. We say a lot of white people, they age differently.
True.
So, you know, folks are looking at her like, man.
You done had a hard life.
You done had, you 24.
You done been through some things.
Right. You started crack at 10.
Right.
Like you was on that meth at 10.
Like,
yeah,
the meth don't agree with you.
Right.
Give it up.
Right, because, you know, they're looking like, she 24?
Yeah.
Mm. How old? 24.
Possibly.
Mm. And you know, she was trying to play it off too.
Yeah,
she in the frat party.
Yeah, just the party. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Old ass hater.
Yeah. I won't say. Well, even the most beautiful black person can't, you know, that's of age, can't pass for 24.
Some can. I'm just 24.
If you're 48 and passing for 24, I would give you 30.
Hell, Angela Bassett can pass for in her 40s right now if you didn't know she's a movie star.
Yeah, but she's still an adult. You know what I'm saying? She's
right.
She's in her 60s, but she's still womanly. So then, yeah.
Right. But
she's trying to pass as a young adult.
Yes.
Like I said, she had probably said 35. Maybe.
Well, obviously it didn't work.
No.
Yeah, I mean, once the daughter look up, like, wait, I'm going to college in Missouri?
Yeah.
I've never been to Missouri.
Yes, you have. It's right here.
You owe this money.
Right.
Yeah. That's when that 15-year-old find out that his car got impounded.
Right. He was driving when it was two.
Ooh, y'all need to stop it.
That's America, though.
Y'all need to stop it.
I don't blame people, though. I blame the system.
See, I was rocking with you till you said that.
The system, people will only do what the system allows them to do. I'm not saying that they're right. I think they're absolutely wrong. But they couldn't do it if there was a way that the system could not allow them to do it.
See, stop that shit.
What do you mean?
Stop that shit. Look, you stole your daughter's identity.
I said she was wrong.
The system didn't make her steal her daughter's identity.
No, but the system allowed for it to happen because there's no checks and balances.
How do you check and balance somebody stealing their kid's identity?
Fingerprints. COVID test.
Stop that. See, now you talking about stuff that you know you ain't down for. Talking about fingerprints.
Okay, there's so much stuff I'm not down for that's happening. So
you trying to add to it.
I'm just like, you know, if we gonna do it, let's jump in and do it. We gonna jump in and swim.
You by yourself on that. Bad enough. We got all this other stuff, and you talking about add to it.
That's what's gonna happen anyway.
Okay.
I mean, I'm surprised it hasn't happened before. Well,
it's already happened.
It's bankrupt lots of systems. I'm assuming. No.
I can't.
What?
I can't. See, you talk about. See, I'm the one that's out there, and you talking this totalitarian garbage. Straight up. I'm going to give away my freedom.
I think we're on our way anyway.
Okay, but on our way don't mean that I'm like, let's do it.
I'm rarely cussed. You know that.
Okay.
I'm tired of being fucked with no Vaseline. I'm just going to give it up. I'm just done. I told you already, I'm done.
All right. So here we are.
I'm just going to let them have it.
We giving up the booty.
Yep.
Live on air. We just giving it up.
I learned if you relax, it's not so bad.
Okay, Bobby Knight. If rape is inevitable,
yep.
Just relax and enjoy it. Yeah, okay.
Find some pleasure in it somewhere.
Groundhog Day.
That shit happened again? Oh, hell no.
I gotta step away from you. So... Broadway, Wicked is making history.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, first Black Glinda, the Good Witch.
Oh, yeah. You made it to what, one show?
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay.
So yeah, she's playing the part. Black actress, actor of color, taking on the role on Broadway. So hey. You two can be the villain of the story. I mean, that's what we fight. We fighting to be the villains now. And I get it. It's acting. But I'm just saying, there's some symbolism to it. Because Glinda.
No, Glinda's the good witch.
Is she?
Yeah.
All right. So in the original story, Glinda turns her sister ugly. So she could be the only quote unquote pretty one.
Yeah, and if you read the if you do the beginning, yeah, that's Wicked. That's Wicked.
Right. But see that's the misnomer. She's the pretty one. But she's the pretty one because she messed her sister over.
Yeah. So she's the evil still.
So she's the good person. Yeah, of course I'm gonna be mad. If you turn me green and I got a big-ass nose, and I got a big-ass lump on my nose.
Yeah.
I'm being mad as hell.
Yeah.
I'm coming for everybody. Y'all getting this monkey action? You getting everything. Yeah.
Maybe some flying monkeys.
Exactly.
Some blue tin soldiers.
We terrorizing everything and everybody.
I'm unhappy, so are you going to be.
But you see, this is what we're talking about here. So now, and this is a microcosm of our society.
Yeah.
We're mad at the people who react to bad things that happen to them.
Yes.
And the good person
who calls
the problem,
yeah,
is the savior of the story.
Yeah.
Man, that sounds familiar.
I don't think though we knew that growing up though.
Right. But that's the point.
Yeah.
Right?
They didn't tell the full story.
Right. But and yeah, so she looks good. And old girl is ugly. And mad because she you made me ugly. You made me very ugly. So yeah, I'm coming back with a vengeance. She gets killed.
Yeah.
So the victim, the good person in the story gets killed. And everybody lives happily ever after.
Yeah.
Groundhog Day. American society. What that got to do with the first black woman to be Glinda? We fighting to be the villain. Positive role model. I ain't arguing with her. She's doing the role. But if we look at it, this is the evil person. This the evil person. And that's how we do. We always blame the victim. The victim's mad because you've been fucked over for so long.
True.
You're going to be upset. You're going to be a little mad.
Yeah.
You turn anybody green. I don't know anybody that you can turn them green, give them a big-ass nose, and put a big-ass knot on her nose.
Well, I mean, even if I had a nice nose, I still wouldn't want to be green.
Right. I mean, I guess if you're the She-Hulk, but that's a whole totally fictitious, different fictitious character. Right? I'm just saying, you the Wicked Witch. So everybody see you, they looking at you, they like, damn, bro, Sugar, you ugly as hell.
Well, not even they're
big
afraid
ass nose.
Of me, though.
Right. And of course, because you ugly as hell.
Well, because I'm wicked. I'm evil.
Right, because you're mad because you're ugly as hell.
True.
There ain't no, it's like people see you and it's, goddamn, you're like, why are you jumping?
Yeah.
Why you jumping every time I come around? Because you ugly.
Yes, no, I got to kill you.
Right. Because I'm tired of you jumping every time. Because it becomes that reaction, right? Yeah. You got that tick. It's like, jump again. Jump again.
And you have to, I wasn't always just ugly.
Right, I was beautiful.
Yeah.
This bitch Glinda.
Yeah.
I'm on her head when I see her. Right? That's what we're talking about. You know, it's a whole different story.
I didn't rewrite this story.
Right. Oh, they never let you rewrite this story. But I would, if we talking about like a real story and how it really should be.
Yeah.
Yeah, you on Glinda's head. Like, yeah, Glinda dies. End of the story.
Yeah.
That's it. And on that note, for Miss Brown Sugar, I'm Mr. F the N-Word. This is another Smooth Drama production. You want to keep it up with us, jump to the chat room at smoothdrama.com and holla at us. We'll continue on. Other than that, peace, love, and hair grease. Catch you on the flip side.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hair.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth.
Drama.
Smooth.
Drama.